Unit 2, Lesson 2, Track 6.
Good evening, and welcome to the first Krzysztof Kieślowski Film Festival here in the northeast of England. Over the weekend, you can see a very large number of films by this great Polish director. And tonight, the film critic Orla Murphy is here to introduce Kieślowski's life and work. Welcome, Orla.
Thanks, Pat.
OK, Orla. Now, Kieślowski was born in Warsaw in 1941.
Right.
But his early life wasn't easy, I understand.
No, not at all. His father had a serious disease, tuberculosis, actually. And to find good treatment, the family moved from one small town in Poland to another. Kieślowski himself wasn't a very healthy child.
I believe he read a lot.
That's right, yeah. He read a lot of books. Everything from American cowboy stories to the great Russian novels by Dostoevsky. At an early age, he understood that life wasn't just the things you can touch or buy in shops. There was more than that.
So, how did he become a filmmaker?
Well, in 1964, he entered the Łódź Film School. He made his first short films while he was studying there. After film school, he made a number of documentaries about the lives of ordinary people.
When did he make his first really important films?
In the late 1980s. Two of the films from this period are now very famous. A short film about love and a short film about killing. They're about the lives of people in one building.
Was he still working in Poland at that time?
Yes, he was. He started to make films outside Poland in 1990.